You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Bereishis, this is the beginning of the Torah HaKadoshah, and we have to express our Hakaras HaTov to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he has given us the opportunity to learn Parshas HaShavua again in this year, Tufshin Peidalet. But it's very difficult to give a shir, especially for me, who has received Hadracha from my father, Zecharon Levracha. And very briefly, as I think I've mentioned before, my father was a person who felt acutely the tzoras of Klal Yisrael. And we all have to feel the tzoras of Klal Yisrael. And the horrific things that have happened to Klal Yisrael in the last few days, on a certain level, it's very difficult to give a shir. But, again, as per the hadracha that I received from my father, Boston Rebbe of New York and Ramat Bet Shemesh, Torah Kedoshah gives us not only hadracha and hashkafa, it gives us chizuk and nechama. And in light of current events, I just would like to share a couple of thoughts which I believe shed light into some enigmatic passages in the Torah. And I'd like to begin. The first thought I'd want to share has to do with the first Rashi in Bereishis, in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lohoi yitzorach lahaschol asa Torah elam achoydish azel lochem. Rabbi Yitzchak said that if the purpose of the Torah is to teach us mitzvahs, then we could have started in Shemois, in Sefer Shemois, from Achoydish Azel Lachem. But the Torah didn't start there. It starts here talking about how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the heaven and earth. The reason for this is, Mishum Koyach Masav Higid La'almai Lase Islohem Nachlas Goyim, which is Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has proclaimed his power to his people. She'im yemru umas ha'olam, if the goyim will say, the Klal Yisrael, listem atem, that you are bandits, because you took the land of the seven nations, of the Shiva goyim. So the Torah comes to tell us, at the very beginning of the Torah, kol ha'aretz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who bo, he created it, v'nosna la'asher yosher be'enav, and he has given it to us. So it's amazing that this is the first Rashi in the Torah, and I believe, in my humble opinion, that there's a message here for us, and it answers a question which I always had, which is, if the Goyim take issue with the fact, when we say Eretz Yisrael is ours, are they going to be swayed by the fact that the Torah starts off with Bereishis? This is supposedly an answer for the Goyim. Are the Goyim interested in what the Torah tells us? So, in my opinion, there's a lesson here that we should take to heart. There were big mashkichim that used to say, when they said Musar, they said, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself. So it could be that what the Torah is telling us, something that we should tell ourselves, Koyach Masov Higid La'amoy, we have to tell ourselves that in the history of Klal Yisrael, especially recent history, there were those that thought that we have to be apologetic to the nations and we have to give from Eretz Yisrael for other people to live there. Some of us felt it was the right thing to do, to placate the Umas HaOlam. And it seems to me that the Torah is telling us that we should tell ourselves, Koyach Masav Higid La'amoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and he gave it to us, and we should be strong in our belief this is Artzenu HaKadosha. And no matter who in the world says whatever they say, we should not ever be apologetic and we should not ever be inclined to pay attention to them, because the Ribbono Shel'olam created and he gave it to us. The Torah is beginning Chamisha Chumshei Torah by telling this to us. This is the first thought that I'd like to stress, and it answers this question which I always had, why the Torah has to begin with this mimer of Amar Rabbi. And dear friends, I'd like to share one more thought regarding a pasuk here in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Ve'ivra Elokim asa taninim hagdoilim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the great taninim, and Rashi translates the taninim, those special dogim gedoilim shebiyom, which were the leviosin, and its mate, Sheborim Zochan Akeva. Kodesh Baruch Hu created them, male and female, v'horeg es hanekeva, u'molcho letzadikim la'osed lovoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu killed the female and salted it for the tzaddikim la'asid lava. And the question I always had was, these stupendous creations, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu have to create them in male and female and then immediately kill the female? What was the purpose of the creation of the female to begin with? And Rashi also says, "Umolcha letzadikim la'asid lavai," that they were salted. In a manner of speaking, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a gigantic herring out of this leviosan, the female leviosan. So what is the Torah telling us about this? I mean, this was before the creation of man. So, dear friends, I believe that there is a profound message which indicates the tremendous love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael, perhaps hidden in these psukim, because it seems that this might be connected to the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that when every person passes after a long life in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu asks the neshama certain questions when we appear upon high. He will, in a manner of speaking, be interrogated by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Did we perform business be'emuno? And it says, v'tzipisa li'yishua. Will we strongly focus on the geula which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to bring to Klal Yisrael? This is what the Gemara says. So, dear friends, it seems that the whole purpose of the creation of the female Leviosan was that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from in the get-go was focusing on the geula of Klal Yisrael. From the beginning of time, the beginning of the creation of the world, Kodesh Baruch Hu already was setting the table for all of us to partake in the Sudas Leviosan. And I'd like to just mention, before we finish this year, of what I believe is a connected and critical Torah from one of the Amshin of Arebis and Parshas Vayechi in the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, regarding the famous story that Yankov Avinu wanted to reveal the time of the Geula, Shebikesh Legalis Esakets, Venistamimen, and it was hidden. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu hide it from him? So very briefly he says, there are two different Zmanim that could be called the Zman Haketz, Nikvu Legeula. One is Be'ita and one is Achishena. Be'ita means the Zman Shekova Kodesh Baruch Hu V'lo Nizgalu L'Shum Odom. This is the hard final date that Rabbeinu Shel Olam will have to send the Geula no later than that. But the other case is Achishena, which is based on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches, regarding the conversation between Eliyahu and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked, when is Mashiach going to come? And Elio answered, "Hayoyim bekoyli tishmo," that if we do tshuva, then a Kodesh Baruch will send him today. So the Amshanova Rebbe says a very powerful statement, that when Yankov Avinu wanted to reveal the kates, obviously he was referring to the kates of Be'ita, that's the final date, which implies that Yankov Avinu was going to tell the Shiftei Kah that Klal Yisrael is not going to do tshuva. Because if they would do tshuva, then they would be worthy of the kates of Achishena, the earlier kates. In other words, Mashiach will come as soon as we do tshuva. So, in a manner of speaking, says the Am Shanavo, Nistalko Ashchina v'nista mimenu sheloi lohoitzi kitrog al b'nei Yisrael shechas v'sholem loy zochu. Kodesh Baruch Hu kibiyochu was saying, I believe they will do tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu stood up for the covet of Klal Yisrael. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the knowledge of that ketz, so that Yankov should not reveal it to the Shiftei Kah. It's a very strong statement of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing for when he created the female Leviosan and he killed it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready for the Geula before man was created, before Klal Yisrael was created. And of course, it goes without saying that if we do tshuva and that brings the kates, we can avoid so much terrible onshim that the world will face, as we know in the Zman of Melchemes Gog u'Magog, which unfortunately it looks like we're on the threshold of that horrible time where so many calamities will come to the world. So if we see terrible things happening, as we have recently seen, and as we saw in the Holocaust, we should know that The Rabbeinu Shloim does not want calamities to come to us. He's waiting for us to do tshuva. And if indeed we do tshuva, then we will be spared. And ultimately we will certainly be spared. And we will be redeemed, as we said in the Haftarah, which we just read not very long ago, first day of Sukkot, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand, literally stand, on Har HaZeisim, and pay all the Soinei Yisrael their just deserts. Rabbeinu Shel Olam will help us get there very quickly, and He will redeem us, and we'll be Zoicha to Refuas and Yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.